Governor Jim Doyle's on a 12-day four-city tour of China. Speaking from a telephone in Shanghai, Governor Doyle told reporters about meetings with the ministers of agriculture and commerce. He says Chinese officials acknowledge the trade imbalance and are willing to work on it.
They understand that that's a problem and that they intend to increase the number of imports from the United States.
Critics say Doyle's trade mission does not address the difficult issue of companies going overseas for cheap labor. Steve Watros of Wisconsin's Fair Trade Campaign says increasing state exports can only do so much.
We're in favor of more trade. We'd like to see more manufacturing and other goods and services exported from Wisconsin. That would be good for the economy here. But with the United States running such a huge trade deficit in general, and with China in particular, it means really Wisconsin is presently exporting jobs to China.
Governor Doyle says Wisconsin companies making heavy equipment could see a surge in business because of the trade mission. That's if the state clinches road and building contracts in China, which is hosting the 2008 Olympics. Doyle also says China is interested in Wisconsin's agricultural genetics, which could boost dairy production and help feed a growing population there. China is the fourth largest export market. The governor's 80-person trade mission was prompted in part by Wisconsin business leaders who hope to capitalize on that demand. The Milwaukee area GE Medical Systems already has a factory in China, which the governor toured. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.